Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we were just talking about doing well, thank you. We were just talking about J.K. Dobbins signing with the Chargers, and you know, games played in Baltimore, 3 years, 24, two significant injuries, actually lost an entire season in 2021. I think that this guy's got a pretty strong upside, health permitting. That's obviously the big problemo here, but what about J.K. Dobbins? Why was he not an option here, and how does he revitalize his career under Giro out with the other Harbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think everybody's kind of in wait-and-see mode with J.K. Dobbins right now. Like you said, the upside, I think, is there. You know, we know when he did get opportunities to showcase what he could do, and when he was healthy, he looked really good. And it was with Giro, who is now in L.A., and it seems like anybody that's ever put on a Ravens jersey is also out there with him, including Gus Edwards, who's also out there sharing the backfield with him. So, in terms of it not being a why it didn't work here, I think it could be a variety of reasons. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he and the Ravens just wanted a fresh start, wanted to part ways just because it just seems like it hasn't worked out from day one, even when it was good. It was never as good as it probably should have been. Like, there was always room for more with J.K. And I think that was one of the frustrations with him. You think back to that Bengals playoff game, and you know, he's talking about he should be the guy, he should be on the field, he should be getting those carries, and he wasn't. And, you know, once the Ravens signed Derrick Henry, it's like, if he is here, it's in a backup role in some sort of capacity, whereas in L.A., yeah, he'll be splitting time with Gus Edwards, but he could, I mean, you know, he's been ahead of Gus before. He may feel like he could beat Gus out for the starting job, has a better job of doing that over beating Derrick Henry out. So, I mean, just seems like more opportunity out there, and with a familiar face in Giro, I'm still curious to see how it's all going to work out for the Chargers, to be honest.
Hey, Cordell, were you out there yesterday?
No, I was out at Camden Yards yesterday.
Okay. I'm sure that you've seen some of the videos and stuff. Lamar looks great. Lamar looks lean, and he looks really good moving around. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks leaner. You know, that's kind of been the big talk on social media about just how skinny Lamar looks. And people are wondering if that'll translate to his speed picking up and maybe getting back to what it once was. I don't know if he'll ever be as fast as he was, you know, in the first quarter of his career. But we haven't seen a lot of those vintage Lamar Jackson touchdown runs in a while. I'm talking about those home run hitting touchdown runs from Lamar Jackson. When you think about it, most of his highlight plays with his legs last year came in the pocket. You know, they came when he's breaking out of sacks, extending plays and stuff like that. He still had his moments, you know, in the open field, but he just hasn't been running away from guys the way that he used to. So, you know, if this helps him get back to that, so be it. And I think, you know, now with Derrick Henry here, they're definitely going to put a lot of pressure on opposing defenses to kind of pick your poison. So when he does get a lane in some of those read option looks, you'd like to see him be able to get back to the point to where he is kind of leaving guys 20 yards behind them.
Now, Cordell, I'm guessing that Bateman is not there because I'm sure they would have put pictures of him, you know, on their Ravens account, Twitter, whatever, Facebook, if he was there, just to show everybody that he was.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's not. It looks like, you know, there's been some stuff on social media. It looks like he may be in Arizona or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm sure he's working on his own. And I've been consistent in the past about these voluntary things. It doesn't move me whether guys are there or not. It's great to see the leaders there, no doubt about it. But, you know, if they're not, it's not like, you know, they're not that that's the only place that they could put work in. Now, I will say this about Bateman specifically. You would like to see him there, even though they can't get on the field and, you know, touch a ball or do anything like that. That's not to say he and Lamar can't go off to a side park or something like that and throw the ball around. I mean, his issue last year was that connection with Lamar. It wasn't his ability to stay healthy. That's usually his issue. But last year, that was fine. We saw him get open. He was able to run. He looked good physique-wise and being able to keep his win and stay healthy. It was just being on the same page as his quarterback. And where's his quarterback? He's in Baltimore. So I would have liked to see him here. Like, he could have came to Baltimore and not gone to the workout for all I care. It's strictly about him building that rapport with Lamar Jackson. I mean, because Zay's here, and who's to say that Zay and Lamar won't at some point go somewhere and throw the ball around? And Zay's already shown he's kind of the number one wide receiver on this team. So they talk Bateman up all offseason. It'd just be good to see Bateman take advantage of the opportunity to be able to build on that chemistry with Lamar.
Cordell, you know who I saw on the leg sled that needs a really good, you know, off season and kind of changing his body around a little bit, tightening it up? Travis Jones, because I think that kid's got a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he took a huge step last year. Broderick Washington was the guy that did it 2 years ago. And last season, it was Travis Jones who was a bigger part of the defense than Broderick Washington was, who got the extension at the start of the year. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm definitely looking at Travis Jones as a guy that I think could break out this season. We saw Brandon Stevens have his breakout year last year. Why not Travis Jones this year? He definitely looks the part. He definitely, you know, can get after the quarterback. He eats up double teams. He's just strong as an ox in the middle of that defensive line. And he showed the ability to even be able to do something on the edge at times. Mm-hmm. So, I really like Travis Jones if he can be able to continue to maximize his opportunities.
You know who was the surprise candidate this week, too, for me? Michael Pierce. I think that's awesome, you know, because his body tends to be rather large.
Yeah, and, you know, he's another one that's coming off a pretty good season this past year. Was able to stay healthy for the most part, and that's been his biggest issue is just being available. So, you know, I think these guys are it's definitely just good in general to see the amount of people that are out there coming off the season that they had last year and wanting to not only get back to that point but go beyond it. It kind of starts now, and it's voluntary. It is voluntary for sure, but it's just good to see these guys, you know, be at these things when they don't have to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Cordell, it's voluntary, mandatory. But, Cordell, let me ask you this for the draft.
Not in April. I would hope not in April.
It depends on who you are. Now, Cordell, if for the Ravens, when the draft's over, do they have less than 9 picks or more than 9 picks? Because they sit at 9 right now.
That's the question. I mean, I do think at some point we're going to see them make a trade at some, you know, in some sort of capacity during that weekend. I'm still not taking it off the table that they trade that 30th pick. And if they do trade
that
one, I think it would be going back. I think it'd be going back at that point. I don't foresee a situation where there's a guy that they love enough to move up. But they've shocked me. Eric DaCosta has shocked me. He does a lot of things that are typical to what the Ravens have always done in some of their team-building methods. But he also has kind of his own niche where he'll go his own way. So it wouldn't shock me if he traded up, but if I'm betting, I would say that they most likely, if they do trade that pick, it would be to trade back and try to maybe get an additional pick in the process. I would probably say that they could still end up with 9, maybe when it's all said and done. I think that maybe I could see a scenario where, let's say they trade back in the first round, like trade that 30th pick away and then move back and maybe get an additional second or third round pick. But maybe on the back end of the draft, they start trading some of those day 3 picks for some of next year's picks. Eric DaCosta talked a little bit about that at the Lions luncheon. Mm-hmm. And it seemed, you know, he mentioned it doesn't seem like there's as many draftable guys in this draft as there were in years prior. So it wouldn't shock me if on day 3, they want to move some of those picks and try to get more next year.
Cordell Woodland, Shaking It Up Sports. Real quick, Cordell, speaking of shocked, we had Kyle Phoenix on yesterday, Baltimore Beatdown. Of course, you know him, BaltimoreRavens.com. He hinted that, you know, 30 wide receiver wouldn't be 100% out of the question. How stunned would you be if they walked that card up and it's a wideout with the 30th pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I think there's 4 positions that I could see them taking in the first round. I mean, it starts at offensive line, obviously, but wide receivers right there. Edge rusher is still there if they really like a guy. And same with corner. I mean, I can see any of those 4 positions if they stayed at 30. So that's why I'm still leaning that they keep that pick, because they have quite a few needs. But it's just a matter of if they feel like there's a guy there worth taking in the first round. Is there a guy that they may feel like they want to get that 5th-year option out of? So we'll see, but I definitely don't think they're married to the idea that they have to take an offensive lineman in the first round. I think we'll see them take multiple linemen throughout the weekend. But first round, they have their best player available mindset, and best player available could very well be a wide receiver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.